I have a message I'd like to share with you, and I hope I won't be too lengthy with it. But I'm thinking about what a wonderful friend we have in Christ, in Jesus. What a wonderful friend. You know, He's the best friend a man or woman or boy or girl could ever have. A friend in Jesus. I want to first read one scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs 18 and 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that friend is Jesus. He is our brother. He is our brother. He came down from heaven and took upon Him human form, like us. Infirmities, troubles, pain, temptation. He came down and He bore all of that for us. He took a part of us. That was our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our friend. There is a friend. A man that has friends must first show himself friendly. And that's what Jesus did.
Amen.
He showed Himself friendly.
Yes.
He come down. What did He do when He came out from when going out the temptation of the wilderness after He was baptized?
Amen.
And John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." What did Jesus do after He came back? He just started right in doing good and helping others, healing people, blessing, teaching the good gospel.
Yes.
Gospel means good news.
Amen.
You know that? Gospel. Do we need an interpreter? Is all of you speak English pretty well?
Amen.
You need an interpreter. Maybe you can get an interpreter up here. I don't know. But I just want to talk about what a wonderful friend Jesus is. Another scripture that I'd like to notice is in Song of Solomon and the 5th chapter and the last verse. This chapter in Song of Solomon, in fact, the whole Song of Solomon, the book, can be applied to our Lord Jesus Christ as our wonderful friend. He's your friend. And He's my friend.
Amen.
He's our friend.
Yes.
And now just listen to this scripture. His mouth is most sweet. Talking about Jesus now.
Amen.
His mouth is most sweet.
Yes.
Did you think that Jesus would ever have cursed and sworn and said ugly, dirty, filthy words?
No.
Would you think that He would ever have done it? He never did that.
Amen.
He never said one thing out of order. He was always faithful and obedient to His Father, which was God. God was His Father. He did not have an earthly father. His Father was Almighty God. And He was a son of love. He loved His Father, and His Father loved Him. In fact, one time, twice, God spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." Yes, He wants us to know that this is my Son. I'm pleased with Him. Oh, praise the Lord. May the Lord help us. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, He is altogether lovely. Praise the Lord. Not just good looking on the outside. You know, there's some people, men and women both, that's mighty nice looking on the outside. But whoa, when you get acquainted with that spirit that's on the inside, it's not all that pretty and nice. But Jesus is not only beautiful on the outside, He's not so much beautiful. One scripture says, when we shall see Him, there's no beauty that we should desire Him. So it's not the outward beauty that has the weight anyway. It's that in. He's altogether lovely. He's lovely on the inside. Lovely on His ways. Lovely in His attitude. He's kind, merciful, gracious. Oh, He's been a help to me in my life. I'm glad I got saved and gave my heart to Him. He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. And this is my friend. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, boys and girls, I'm thinking about you mostly tonight, young people. I may not get to speak to all of you personally, but I'm doing it now. I want to encourage you to seek to have Jesus as your friend. And we just want to do that. We want to take advantage of the opportunity that He has given to us. Now let's notice a few places in the New Testament about Jesus. Oh, I just love to read what John said about Jesus. Oh, what a beautiful... It says here in John 1, and speaking about John the Baptist, he came to introduce Jesus to the world. John the Baptist, he came preaching and telling people they need to repent of their sins. They need to straighten up of their life. They need to quit doing the things that's wrong, because this friend was coming and he was going to introduce him to them. But if they didn't repent, and you know it's the same way today, if you don't repent of your sins, if you don't quit doing those things that are displeasing in the sight of God, you're not going to be much able to get a hold of this friend. Because that's what He came. He came to save us from our sins. Yes. And He came to give His life for our sins. But at the same time, you've got to quit your sins. Yes. Otherwise, He's not going to save you against your will. No. So He gave His life. Somebody had to pay the penalty for our sins, according to the Scriptures. But He's not going to do that. He's going to do it, but it's not going to do us any good if we don't turn loose of our sins. Amen. Quit doing the thing. Quit lying and stealing. Quit cursing and swearing. Amen. Quit being ugly and lustful and having all kinds of ungodly ways and going on. You don't want to quit all that stuff. Amen. And yield yourself to the Lord. Yes. And the Lord will help you. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John wasn't that light. But he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You know what? He wants to light you up. That's right. He wants to fill your soul with light. Not a literal light. Not a sunlight, which is good. That's wonderful. But He wants to light your soul up with a spiritual light. He's a spiritual light. He's that light that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. That's the way it was back there. The world, as a general, rejected Jesus and didn't want Him as their friend. He came and helped them. He did lots of things for them. When it come right down to it, they turned Him aside and reject. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. His own people, His own nation, they rejected Him. That's why Jesus, He came to be their friend, but they rejected Him. But as many as received Him. Praise the Lord. It's the same way today. If you'll receive Him, open your hearts and let Him just take over your life and live and be like Jesus. He was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that lighteth every man, woman, boy, and girl that cometh into the world. He wants to light up your heart and life. You don't have to wait till you're grown to really have Jesus as your friend. You don't have to do that. But as soon as you realize that you need to be saved and you give your heart to Jesus and start praying to Him, you know, I want to bring that out. I tell you, dear ones, it's just wonderful what Jesus has done. We've got a lot of scriptures we could read, but I want to read this one here in Hebrews 4, and starting at the 14th, 15th, and 16th verse. This shows you where Jesus is and how He is your friend.
Amen.
And this is the way He's your friend. No one else could do this.
Yes.
Listen now. Seeing that we have a great high priest.
Yeah.
Now you need to know what that word high priest. Priest means one who goes between man and God.
Amen.
We couldn't come to God without someone going in between us and Him.
Amen.
And in the Old Testament, they had the priesthood. They had the high priest, and they had other priests that worked and interceding with God and working in the temple and all.
Amen.
But when Jesus came, He took their place. He became the great high priest.
Amen.
He says here, we have a great high priest that is what? Passed into the heavens.
Amen.
That's where Jesus is.
Yes.
He's not here physically. In His body,
Amen.
He's here in the Spirit. He sent His Spirit. His Spirit is more wonderful than someone in the body.
Amen.
Because the Spirit can help each one of us individually and bless us and comfort us.
Yes.
But He has passed into the heavens.
Amen.
He has passed up to the right hand of God.
Yes.
What's He doing up there? It says here, that is passed into the heavens, that let us hold fast our profession. Seeing we have someone that's up in heaven interceding for us, appearing in the presence of God on our behalf. That's what He's doing. He's listening to our prayers. He's been up there ever since He went up there. Ever since the disciples saw Jesus go up on high, disappear in the clouds. He went up to the right hand of God.
Amen.
The Scriptures tells about it.
Yes.
Psalms 110, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
Praise
That's a prophecy. And it also says in that same psalm, thou art called a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a priest of God back in Abraham's time. He was a godly man. He was a righteous man. And Jesus was going to be like him. He was a faithful. Jesus was obedient to the Father. He did the Father's will. He never yielded to any temptation. He whipped the devil on every line. Everything the devil tried to get Him to do, Jesus resisted the devil. He was triumphant. Oh, I'm glad I have a high priest. I have a Savior like that. He's mine and it can be yours. Oh, Lord, help. We have not a high priest, verse 15, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Praise the Lord. He was tempted. He suffered. He was tested. He was pressured. He was criticized. He had all kinds of troubles with people, the way they treated him. And finally, they took him and didn't even have a fair trial. They just arrested him and run through a mock trial through the night and beat his back until it was just awful bleeding, and then condemned him to the cross and executed him the next morning.
Praise God.
They didn't even let him put in prison to let people's tempers cool down so that he could have a fair trial. It was just arresting him that night, had a phony trial, through the night and sentenced him and executed him the next morning. But you know what? He didn't try to stop
him. Praise the Lord.
He could have stopped him.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Jesus could have stopped him.
Amen.
And Peter, one of his disciples, thought he'd try to defend him. He got a sword. He started brandishing that sword around and cut a man's ear off.
Amen.
And Jesus just reached down, picked up the ear, and put
Praise
it back on, healed it, and said, "Put your sword up."
Praise
he said, "Don't you know I've got 12 legions of angels
Praise
I could call on?"
Yes.
But he says, "How shall the scriptures be fulfilled?" The Old Testament prophesied what
Amen.
Jesus was going to do.
Yes.
Isaiah 53, Psalm 2,
yes.
Psalm 8, Psalm 16, Psalm 72. All of these different psalms prophesied.
Amen.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the other prophets, they prophesied that Jesus
yes.
was going to suffer for the people. And he will suffer for you and me.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, dear ones, I'm glad he went through everything you'll ever go through in life.
Yes.
He went through it. He met everything you'll ever suffer in life.
Amen.
He was awful tempted and tried and pressured.
Yes.
It says, yet without sin, he was faithful. He was strong.
Amen.
We defeated the old devil.
Yes.
I'm so glad for Jesus. Dear ones, my heart is overwhelmed. I get carried away. The older I get, I've been saved now. Going on 54 years, I've been saved. I got saved as a young person. He's more real to me than he ever was. Oh, dear ones, that's thank the Lord. Oh, he's so sweet, precious Jesus. Oh, I love all the songs about him. I just love them all. Some we sang tonight. Oh, we have not a high priest that cannot be touched or cannot sympathize with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what you suffer. He knows what you meet in the world. He knows how you've been treated. He was treated bad too. He was rejected. He was criticized. He was found fault with. And he was rejected by his own people. But listen, he was without sin. He had no hatred. He had no rebuff to anybody. What did he say as they was getting ready to hang him on the cross? What did he say? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Can you do that? When people do you wrong, can you say, Lord, don't hold it against them. Forgive them. Who's another man that one of his followers that said something like that when he is being killed? Remember Stephen? Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.
Yes.
They stoned him.
Amen.
You think that was a very easy thing to go through with? And he did it because he stood for Jesus.
Yes.
But you know what? Hey, what a wonderful thing what he
Praise
saw
God.
Just before he was stoned. What did
yes.
he see? Woo! Glory God. Heavens open. And there was Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
Amen.
And he just cried out. And that just made him throw the stones even harder.
Yes.
And oh, the Lord took him. Oh, dear one, Jesus can be our friend. That's
Amen.
This kind of friend I want.
Yes.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
Brother, I'll tell you, we've got an access to help. And with a friend that can
yes.
help you in whatever you meet in life.
Yes.
Because he's been through it too.
Yes.
And he's at the right hand of God interceding for us. Oh, praise God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I don't know. I just get so carried away. But Romans, the 8th chapter, has a little thought I want to get a hold of here. Oh, it says here in 31. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
I tell you, if you're for Jesus, God's for you.
Amen.
Yeah, if you yield to God, let Jesus have his way, God, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, How shall he not with him? That's where he's up with him. How shall he not with him get freely give us all things?
Amen.
The Lord will help you. You need to pray. Ask Jesus to help you.
Amen.
And maybe you say, I don't know. I've tried. I can't. Don't give up. You keep on praying. You keep on looking. Get down on your knees. Get up at night sometime and pour out your heart to Jesus. Tell the Lord about everything. I tell you, the Lord will help you. Why? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect or God's people? Who shall accuse his God's people of anything? If God justifies, if God saves, and they come to Jesus, and Jesus pays the penalty for your sins, and you're saved and justified, brother, there ain't nobody can say it. They can say it, but it don't mean a thing. Oh, no, praise the Lord. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. They rather that is risen again. And not only that, who is even at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Oh, praise the Lord. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, and he quotes here from Psalm 44. For thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Amen.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Yes.
That's what God's people... Did you ever read back in the ages past of God's saints and what they went through? Oh, you ought to read
Amen.
About them. Because they died. They've been burned at the stake.
Amen.
They've been hung on the cross.
Yes.
They've been thrown to the lions.
Yes.
They have been murdered on crosses. They just... Oh, it's just awful. Down through the ages, through the years, what will that great big throne that John saw in the book of Revelation, except this us saw a great multitude that no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and tongues and people, stand before the throne, and all they were just with white robes, and they just were said, glory, glory, glory to him that sits on the throne.
Amen.
And one of the elders took to John and said, who are these? Where did they come from? And John said, well, sir, you know. He said, these are they that come up out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Oh, my Lord, help. I tell you, dear ones, we got a friend. If you don't know him, brother, you ought to not stop until you get with him. Because he's right ready to hear you when you pray if you come to him. Oh, listen, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall all these say, no. Nay, it says in verse 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I am persuaded, Paul said, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor powers, nor princes, nor principalities, things present, nor things to come, height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, dear one, I tell you, I'm so glad and thankful. I want to read another scripture that to me has lit my soul up, I don't know how many times through the years. Philippians, another more of Paul's writing. Philippians in chapter 2 and starting at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, counted it not robbery, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now what he's saying there is, he was in the form of God. In other words, he was in eternity in the presence of God before the world was. That's what he's saying. That's where Jesus, he was before the world. He said in one place, he said, before Abraham was, I am. He was before everything. Who being in the form of God, counted it not robbery to be equal with God. Now listen, what that really means is this. did not count equality with God to be held on to. He relinquished it. See, he was up equal with God, you might say. That's what it says here. Equality, but he did not count equality with God to hold on. He let it go. And it says here, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Didn't hold on to that. Made himself of no reputation. Emptied himself. Let it go. And took upon him the form of a servant. Praise the Lord. That's what he said in one place. He says, the disciples kind of talking among themselves about who's going to be the greatest, you know. Oh, he says, you don't want to think about it. If anyone wants to be great, let him be the servant. He said, just like the Son of Man, he is a servant. He come down and he's a servant of all. Oh, may the Lord help us. Listen now. It says, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He come down to human level. Now, who did he do that for? For you and for me. To be our friend. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, this is rich. Listen now. And being found in fashion as a man, he went on farther down. See, he come down from way heights of glory down to earth. But after he got down here, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And what kind of death? Even the death of the cross. Ever study about what kind of death that is? That's the awfulest death you can die. They strip them and hang them up on a cross with nails through their hands and their feet. I've read about what the sufferings have been experienced, that they told what they said. It's awful. Thirst, itching, blood streaming. Awful. He became obedient unto the death of the cross. Now, who did he do that for? For you and for me. So you could be justified of your sins. Somebody had to pay the price. He became obedient unto the death of the cross. Now that's not all. Wherefore God also hath what? Highly exalted him. And given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth. Things under him. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. If you confess him, he's Lord. What is the word Lord? I mean, he's Lord of all. He's over everything. He's higher than any man that ever lived in this world. And a lot of them have striven to be pretty high. But none of them as high as Jesus. He lifted up himself and let them lift him up on the cross. And then down into the grave he went, buried. And they put a guard, and then one of his disciples coming and getting him out. And he's going and telling everybody that he is alive. And they put the soldiers there. What happened on that Lord's Day morning? Those poor soldiers probably wish they'd never been around. Well, they just fell like a bunch of dead men. And Jesus come out of that tomb, came out of that grave alive. Oh, thank the Lord. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, I don't want to take too much time, but I've got a poem that I didn't write it. It was written by somebody I don't know, but I learned it from a dear old brother years ago when I was a young Christian. I learned it just hearing him recite it. Old Brother George Stevenson was his name. He died in 1959 and 82 years old, I think it was. He was close to me. And this is the way the poem goes. I have a friend whose faithful love means more than all the world to me. 'Tis higher than the heights above and deeper than the soundless sea. So old, so new, so strong, so true, before the earth received its frame, he loved me. Blessed be his name. He held the highest place above, adored by all the sons of fame. But such his self-denying love, he laid aside his crown and came to seek the lost at any cost. Of heavenly rank or earthly frame, he sought me. Blessed be his name. It was a lonely path he trod, from every human soul apart. Known only to himself and God was all the grief that filled his heart. Yet from the track he turned not back, to where I lay in death, grief and shame, he found me.
Amen.
Blessed be his name.
Amen.
Then came at last that day of dread, when desolate yet undismayed, with wearied frame and thorn-crowned head, he now forsaken and betrayed, went up for me to Calvary.
Praise the Lord.
And dying there in grief and shame,
yes,
he saved me.
Amen.
Blessed be his name.
Praise the Lord.
Long as I live,
yes,
my song shall tell
the
wonders of his matchless love.
Amen.
Until at last I rise to dwell,
yes,
in that bright home prepared above. My joy shall be his face to see.
Amen.
And bowing there with great acclaim, I'll praise him.
Yes,
blessed
Lord
be his name.
Amen.
A little story that I like to tell about love. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but it's not a long story, so I want to tell you what love will do. There was a family, a man, his wife had died and left a young teenage son with him and the father. They were. And the father, after a certain length of time, he got acquainted with and found another precious young woman that he loved, and he married her. Well, this new wife, she wanted to win the affection of this young son. And he wasn't ugly to her or unmannerly to her, but she just knew that he didn't love her, and she'd do all she could for him. She knew, and she tried to help him, and he was nice to her and all, but she wanted him to love her, you know, as a mother and so forth. Well, she didn't know how to do it, but anyway, one day he came in, and he'd been out driving his dad's car. His dad had left the car at home that day, gone to work some other way. Anyway, he come in, and oh, he was down and out. He said, "I've really done it this time." He said, what you done? "Well, I had the car out, and I had an accident, put a big dent in the front fender of the car. Oh, my dad's going to really get me when he comes home and finds what I've done." She said, "Let's go out and look at your car." So they both went out. She looked it over. She said, "Give me your keys." So she said, "Give me your keys." So she got in that car, and you know what she did? She took that car. I don't know how she did it, but somehow she managed to... She ran that car into something and made that dent, all covered up that other dent, and made a great bigger dent in that car fender. And then she brought it back and she said, "Now she'll tell him that I did it." See what I mean? She took the blame for heaven.
Amen.
And that the story goes, he loved her as a son from then on. She won his heart.
Amen.
Now, don't you think that Jesus could do that for us?
Yes.
Best thing he could do is to give his life for you.
Amen.
Take the blame for your sin.
Yes.
If that wouldn't cause somebody to love, there's no way.
Amen.
You won't get the love any better. But yet there are many people that go on and they don't even think about it.
Amen.
That's why the gospel is preached.
Yes.
So we can think about how we
Amen.
Need to love Jesus.
Yes.
He's your friend.
Yes.
You'll never have a better friend like him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.